Chazal, and actually the second one seems to should come before the first one. That's what most of the Farshim say. It's built on a it's a medrash that says that Yirmi was walking and he met something, some sort of apparition. He didn't know if it was human or a shade or whatever it was, and this entity presented itself as Klal Yisrael. It says Klal Yisrael was 1 and 3 and 70 and so on and so forth. And then it prods Yirmiyahu HaNavi to wake up the others. It tells him that you aren't davening well enough. Klal Yisrael is going through its tzaris. You aren't good enough. Why don't you go and wake up the others? And he goes and wakes up the others to be mispalo. So the kin is a little bit different than the Chazal, but Chazal goes like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu finds a reason to push off Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov and Sarah and Rivka. Each and every one has a reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu pushes them off. And it's pretty much brought down over here. The one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't push off is Rachel. In the Kinnan where we have it, it's the Adimos also. But the way the Chazal says is Rachel Imenu. And it says the schus that she had, that she couldn't be pushed away with, was the schus of giving up her share with Yaakov and possibly giving up to Leah and not knowing that she would end up marrying him. That's something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Mina Koinach Mi Bechi, and and was Maftiach to be Machzak Klal Yisrael. The Chazal here are telling us that the koyach, there's one schus that overrides any other schus or kitrik, and that's being what's called mavel midoisav. Now let's explain it. When you're weighing schusim, it's going within the system. So I have X amount of averis, and they weigh X amount. I have X amount of schusim, which weighs more. If I put down another schus, maybe another avera, and so on, it sometimes works, sometimes not. Mavel midosav is, I gave you without midas. I didn't measure right, wrong, fair, not fair. I gave without measuring. So don't measure. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz was an extraordinary Baal Regesh, and he was a Goyan. It's very incredible. The biography they wrote about him was Moach Falev, and it was incredible, because really most people, they tend to be the very cerebral or very emotional. That power of the two together was very, very incredible. And he had a shmuz. He used to say, the Mir Yeshiva, the building in Eretz-Yisrael, where it is now, was on the border with Jordan. Shmuel and Navi Street was the border. One side was Israel, the other side was No Man's Land. I still remember No Man's Land. I don't remember Jordan, but I remember No Man's Land there. They would sometimes take pot shots and so on. During the war, the Mir Yeshiva, during the Six-Day War, the Mir Yeshiva took four direct hits, artillery hits. The oilam was downstairs in the dining room, sandbags, and the building shook and quivered. And they were there for 6 days, a little bit less than 6 days in Russia. So Reb Chaim would say many times a shmuz, and he would say, what saved us during that dark hour? He said, was it the Torah they learned? Torah is very, very chashiv. Was it the Tehillim, the Tfilis? No, none of the above. And he would make the following observation. There was a woman who lived next door to the yeshiva, in the building that's called Dakit Tzadikim, I think now. The mamash next door to the yeshiva, I still remember her living there. She was an elderly woman, and she was an aguna. She was an aguna because her husband, at 20 years before, picked himself up and walked out of her life without leaving a trace. She was poor. She was bitter, really bitter person, really upset person. And there was, besides the poverty, besides the fact that she was stuck in a no man's land of not being able to get married, but the extraordinary humiliation where the person that once upon a time said, I loved you and I want you with me forever, said, I want to have nothing to do with you. The humiliation is profound. Not even a get. It was very, very extraordinarily wounded person. And Reb Chaim said, when they took a direct hit and the building shook, the woman was also there because they didn't have their own miklat, so neighbors from around were in the basement. She said, Ribbono shel Olam, my husband has caused my entire life to be one piece of grief and hell. I'm meichel him, and you can be meichel us as well. And Reb Chaim would always point out in his hagasha, this was what saved the yeshiva. There is nothing harder than to be mavel midoisav. The schusim of being mavel midoisav doesn't. It's not a great schus, not a big schus. It takes you out of the realm of weighing. It's like it takes you through the door that they don't check the ID. That's what it does. That's how Reb Chaim used to explain it. Mavel midoisav, and it's something that it's bothersome when there's an industry of constantly looking for schoolers of all sorts. And as if what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants is not the important thing. But things, 91 prutas, 85 prutas, this caver, that caver, none of it holds a candle to the difficult bimavel medoisa. I want to point out two, maybe, in the jewelry business, it's all about clients and customers. It's huge business, tons of jewelry, and the chachma is to find a person who buys this type of stuff, and for the price you want, and that's you. That's your nachas. That's your. That's what you possess. The Kapishtin Rebbe Zechayne Vracha. That's what Teitelbaum's wife's grandfather. His great grandfather was Kapishtin Rebbe. His grandfather. Her grandfather was Kapishtin Rebbe after him, but he made his living dealing a little bit in jewelry. He had a yid came to him crying, there's no parnasa and this and that, very tzibrachim. He took out his list and gave him a bunch of his customers. That's giving away yours to the other. Giving it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, oilis, we could bring thousands of oilis. It's hard, it's a lot of money, and it's a big expense, but it can be done. But that the other person should claim it as his, that's something, to give away ours to the other is something that's unthinkable. There were people who were going in Mavel Medoisa. The Manchester tzaddik, Rav Segal, who's known as the Chofetz Chaim of Europe, he had a yeshiva in Manchester, and as is customary, when in a small place, when one person has a yeshiva, you don't open another yeshiva. And a younger man came along and asked him if he could open another yeshiva in Manchester. And he thought about it and he said, yes. That yeshiva was very, very matzliach, a lot more than Rav Segal's own yeshiva. And Rav Segal was once walking by it at night and he's heard the Kol Torah and the way it was going. And he told the person he was walking with, take a look at what the Yetzer Hara almost was maces me to do. Had the Yitzhahara won, there wouldn't be a Kol Torah here. Take a look. But it's an incredible marvel midoisav. What is? I mean, it's halachically yours. It's you're the Rav, you're the Mordasser, you're the. It's your base medrash. It's not a pound that has mokum for two places. But when you give it away, those chusim stand netzach. You know, it's we look so hard. For unter der Erd, for schusim, the suffix schusim, and when it's staring in the face, the only one HaKadosh Baruch Hu could not say no to was Rachel. Because Rachel gave away her being, instead of being the Rebbetz of Yaakov, she'd become the Machshev of Esau. That was the choice. There were two brothers, two sisters. Rachel, Yaakov wanted Rachel, and Leah was destined for Esau. And she gave it away when you give that away, then whatever you want, it's specific giving away to the other that which you deserve. Person says a good shtickle Torah. Somebody else needs it to say over. We don't even say this music here. Where I grew up, a shtickle Torah made you a chassan or not. That was the to say over. To give your best shtickle to somebody so that he could say it, and he becomes the chashiv, the chabura, and it's his. It's not yours. That takes the only person who was my Rebbe Reb Nachum was incredible. He had no sense of self on the Torah, but to be able to do that. Those are, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants real things. Tchatchkes, narishkeit, and stuff is nothing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's, we have it. Every year we say it. Every year we say, Avram came, and Yitzchak came, and Yaakov came, and they all said, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu found an amasla for each one. Rochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Mini koyach bechi, I can't. For the person that has no self, I can't say no to. And that's a schus those are the schusim to hold on to.